We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Welcome to On Brand with Donnie Deutsch. I am Donnie Deutsch, and of course, this is the podcast dedicated to a simple premise that everybody and everything today is a brand. Every athlete, every celebrity, every company, every product, every corporation, everything is a brand. We do two things on the show. First, we interview a big personality about their own personal brand, and this week, and that breaks on Thursdays, we've got Kara Swisher, of course, from the Pivot podcast, and she's got a brand new book we're going to talk about. She's one of the smartest people on the planet. And today we do our brands of the week. These are the brands that are shaping the zeitgeist. Which brands are up? Which brands are down? First up, huge brand down for Donald Trump. He gave a speech in South Carolina Saturday night that was, well, whenever he speaks, it's troubling, but this was particular. I want to read exactly what he said. He said, now, if I don't get elected, first he was talking about importing cars and China. And he says, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. And after the speech, his minions put out, no, he was referring to the car thing he talked about. No. He was talking about there would be a bloodbath in this country. Look, this is what dictators do. They say there are three things that are the roadmap to being a dictator. Number one, you just flood the world with lie after lie after lie. Number two, you espouse political violence. And number three, and we'll get to this one, you dehumanize the enemy, and he used the or dehumanize an enemy. And he was talking about undocumented immigrants, and he said, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm allowed to say that because the radical left says it's terrible things to say. He basically said that they're animals. He called them animals. And this is what a fascist person does. And I don't get how people are not seeing what's going on. Half the country still is like, yes, that this is... He's just how anybody can watch a speech of his and then just say, yes, that's our guy. I still want to understand that. I can't understand that. Brand neutral for Biden. Biden's approval rating falls to, this is the low part, falls to an all-time low after the State of the Union, which is really disheartening because I thought he did a great job at the State of the Union and I thought he was going to get a bump, and no, it's going lower. His approval rating currently stands at 37%, lower since December of 2023. His disapproval rating is 56, giving the president a net disapproval score of 19 negative, which are both record markers of disapproval for the president. So not good. The good news, why he gets a brand neutral, in two polls it appears Biden might marginally beat his rival, Donald Trump, obviously. A Reuters Ipsos poll found Biden would get 39% of the vote, while Trump would get 38%. A Civics Daily Cost poll gives Biden 45 to Trump's 44. Well, obviously all within the margin of error, but I guess I'm looking for a little good news here. Brand up for Mike Pence. Joining Liz Cheney is one of the few to come out Republicans overtly against Donald Trump. He said he will not endorse him. And I think that's a big deal. He's former vice president. Look, what's going to happen is every one of his cabinet members have come out against him. I've been talking about his generals, Mattis, Kelly. Kelly was chief of staff, although he's a former general. McMaster and Milley coming out against him would be so powerful. Patriots need to stand up, and these men are certainly patriots. And so Mike Pence, big thumbs up for Mike Pence, big brand up. Democratic Voter Coalition, brand down, particularly in terms of voters of color. Biden's margin against Donald Trump has basically not moved an inch among white voters. He's losing to them by 12 percentage points, as he did in 2020. However, he's now winning Hispanics by only 7 percentage points, down from 24 in 2020, and black voters by only 55 points as opposed to 83 points. So whether it's the war in Israel, whether it's his age, whether it's inflation. He's really, really hemorrhaging voters of color. And that's going to be a problem. And that's got to change. These numbers, if they're true, he can't win an election. He can't win an election only winning Hispanics by 7. And he can't win an election only winning black voters by 50. 55 is still a huge margin, but it's not 83. And we're going to see what happens there. Brand down, and always a brand down for TikTok. But this is what's really scary about TikTok is that basically this is where young people are getting their news. Roughly one third of Americans age 18 to 29 get their news from TikTok, according to a Pew Research. Almost 40% of young adults will be using TikTok and Instagram for their primary web search instead of traditional search engines like Google. And look, I want to get something clear for somebody, for anybody who's standing up against the ban of TikTok. What Congress came forth with last week was be sold or be banned. Basically, not this isn't a freedom of speech argument. It's just that somebody, we can't have China owning a major, major source of news for U.S. people, especially for young people. We can't have we wouldn't let China control NBC. We wouldn't let them control the Wall Street Journal. They can't control TikTok. So the issue, the bill on the floor is, and it will be sold. There's too much money. There's too much U.S. money. There's too much investor money in TikTok to let it go poof. But it just can't be owned by China. It's not complicated. I don't know what the other side of that argument is. This is an interesting brand down for swing state misery. This is not good news for Biden also. Seven swing states most likely to decide the 2024 president election have been facing more economic misery than the rest of the U.S., according to an obstacle to Biden's reelection. The Bloomberg Economics Misery 2 Index, an analysis of cumulative inflation rates over 4 years, puts the latest unemployment rate, illustrates how different economic conditions across the U.S. can impact the electoral vote. The index is higher in the battleground states of Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin than those that reliably vote either Republican or Democrat in presidential election. So obviously that's not good news for Biden. If the seven swing states, the misery, the Bloomberg Economics Misery Index, which puts together unemployment and economic conditions and all those things, not good. More bad news for Biden, the swing state misery. This is bad news for North Carolina schools. Big brand down. GOP nominee for North Carolina schools chief called for the execution of Biden and Obama. A conservative activist who once called for the murder of President Joe Biden and Barack Obama, President Obama, is the Republican nominee to be the superintendent of North Carolina public schools. Michelle Morrow, who was previously called public schools indoctrination centers and socialism centers, is in contention to be responsible for the state's $11 billion school budget. Morrow once commented, "Death to all traitors," in response to an image of Obama in an electric chair. She defended her statement, alleging Obama's drone strike campaign in the Middle East constitutes treason. This is where we're coming. One of the two nominees to head the entire school district in North Carolina, an $11 billion budget. She's called for the execution of two of our prior presidents. And this is what's going on in North Carolina. Brand down for more books being banned. Number of books targeted for censorship at U.S. schools and libraries rose 65% in 2023 over 2022, according to a new American Library Association. 4,240 different titles were targeted for censorship last year, compared with 2,571 in 22, which was then a record. That's the answer. Burn the books, guys. I get these brands of the week are getting me down this week, I got to tell you. Brand down for household debt. This is a stat that's kind of scary. A lot of brand downs today. American debt stings like never before in the new era of households, according to Bloomberg. This is for the first time on record, interest payments on those and other non-mortgage debts are as big as a financial burden for U.S. households as mortgage interest payments. Obviously, mortgage interest payments are the biggest debt load for the average American. Well, now everything else, all their credit card debt, is more than their mortgage payment. And that just shows people are loading up on debt. This is the first time on record that's happened. Since the pandemic, families have taken on debt at a comparatively fast rate. It took only 4 years for households to set a new record debt level after paying down borrowings in 2021 when interest rates were still near zero. And that's not a good misnomer for the economy also. I've talked about this a lot. Brand down for... I need to brand up somewhere. Brand down for offices. Offices, still people aren't going back. 4 years after the pandemic, peak office days, typically Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Office occupancy is close to 62% on those attendance days, but fails to about 35% on Fridays. So on the peak days, still 40% of people are home. And on non-peak days like Fridays and I think Mondays, two-thirds of people are still not going to the office. And I've said this before. I just think that's a recipe for a lack of productivity. That's where it all happens. That's where the energy happens. It can't happen on a Zoom meeting. So not good news there. Brand up for commuting. Americans live farther away from work than ever before. This is interesting. According to Axios, the distance the average American lives from their workspace has soared from 10 miles in 2019 to 27 miles at the end of 2023. Actually, interesting, today more than 1 in 20 workers lives more than 50 miles from their job, up from fewer than 1 in 100 pre-pandemic. High earners are much more likely to live far from work, with Americans making more than a quarter of a million having a 42-mile work-live gap, one way as the crow flies on the average. It's interesting. I want to talk to you about Factor. If you want to eat healthy, eat conveniently, eat the right way, you want Factor. Look, this warmer weather is coming. You can meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Protein Plus, Keto, Calorie Smart. Factor Fresh's never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. I've tried these things. They're fantastic. They really are. So no matter how busy you are, you always have time for a nutritious, great-tasting meal. Got 35 different meals to choose from with 60 add-ons. You can hit your wellness goals with many dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals and feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. The blackened salmon is amazing. I highly recommend it. Keep your kitchen time to a minimum. Meals are ready in up to 2 minutes. So this is a great lifestyle choice. You can maximize your protein intake, minimize calories. Just keep you healthy, keep it easy. I'm telling you, you got to try Factor. Head to factormeals.com/Donnie50 and use the code Donnie50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code Donnie50 at factormeals.com/Donnie50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Factor.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Brand down for religion in America, not brand down for religion, brand down for it's where it, people see its importance. Big majority say religion is losing influence in public life, according to Pew. New Pew Research Center study finds that 80% of U.S. adults say religion's role in America life is shrinking. Overall, 49% of U.S. adults say both the religion is losing influence, and that is a bad thing. An additional 8% of U.S. adults think religion's influence is growing, and this is a good thing. So together, a combined 57% of U.S. adults, a clear majority, express a positive view of religion's influence in America, American life, but it is shrinking. This is interesting. Here we go, some good news here. Brand up for marriage and brand down for divorce. Marriage rates are up. Divorce rates are down. Number of marriages took a dive around the start of the pandemic. No surprise. That was it in 2022 when the lockdown was in its peak. Okay, the growth in marriage rates may be due to more than just rescheduling. Being in lockdown together gave married couples a unique hurdle to overcome, one that made them get intentional about how they approached important things like finances, compromised in autonomy. Maybe people walked out the experiment with a better sense of what they need in a life partner. So I guess what this study is kind of saying is that basically, I guess that people who made it through the hump, it made them stronger and then people are staying together, which makes sense. I guess if you got through that, there was a big spike then and now people said, well, we can get through that, we can get through anything. So there you go. I love that. That's a good one. Disturbing. A brand down for self-worth about your net worth. This is what we're calling a more money dysmorphia. Nearly half of young adults have money dysmorphia, survey finds. Here are the symptoms, this is according to CNBC. Overwhelming evidence suggests social media has a negative effect on self-esteem. Describe the distorted view of one's finances that nearly one-third or 29% of Americans say they now experience. This is according to a recent report by Credit Karma. Roughly 43% of Gen Z and 41% of millennials struggle with comparisons to others and feel behind financially. Look, this is social media. You see everybody on their glitzy vacation and we see a celebration of decadence, and therefore people who are living their normal lives are always just, it's no different than young women not feeling good about their self, their looks. Everything on social media is curated to its highest level. So whether it's somebody showing their wealth or somebody showing their, you know, what's the word I want to use? Edited bodies or whatever. Not edited. What do you call it? Filters. There you go. I'm getting old. I can't even think of these words. But no, everything on social media makes any individual feel smaller, whether it's about their physical appearance or about their net worth. So no surprise that we've got something called money dysmorphia, particularly among Gen Zers. Here's an interesting one. Brand up for LGBTQ Gen Zers. This is an amazing stat. Almost a quarter of Gen Z adults identify as LGBTQ plus, according to Axios and a Gallup poll. This is interesting. 7.6 adults in the U.S. now identify as lesbian, gay, or bisexual, transgender, or any other sexual orientation besides heterosexual, according to the Gallup survey. Bisexuality is the most common form of LGBTQ identification among women, while gay and bisexual are the most common among men. But Gen Z, those born between 97 and 2012, so that would make ages 12 to 26, far more likely. 28.5% of Gen Z women identify as LGBTQ. For comparison, 12% of millennial women and 4% of Generation X. But this is amazing. A quarter of this age bracket identifies themselves as non-heterosexual. That's an amazing stat. Brand down for teenagers, not in general, just in terms of the size. America's teenage population is shrinking. America's teenage population is expected to shrink by the coming decade, while the number of people age 70 or over expands by 14 million, according to researchers. According to figures published Tuesday by John Burns, the U.S. Housing Industry Research Office, the number of 15 to 19-year-olds would decrease by 700,000 over the next 10 years, as will the number of 10 to 14-year-olds. And that corresponds with a general decline in U.S. births from 2007 through today. But on the other hand, meanwhile, the number of people age 70 or above is expected to boom, baby boomers specifically, from 41 million to 55 million by 2023. I unfortunately will be in that group. Hopefully I'll be still around in that group. No surprise here. Brand up for teens without cell phones. The majority of teens feel happy, peaceful without smartphones. A new Pew Center research study found that 74% of teens feel happy when they don't have their smartphones on hand. They feel peaceful. Most teens between the age of 13 and 17, 95%, have at least access to a smartphone and most use of the internet every day, according to the data, and they're happier without it. No surprise there. Brand down for the $200 million movie blockbuster. We're not going to see many of them anymore. Hollywood's killing them off. This is interesting. In 2023, five films, which pre-COVID probably would have looked safe bets, were among this year's most notable bombs: Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, The Marvels, Ant-Man and the Wasp, The Flash, and Wish. All $200 million plus production costs, all somewhat very disappointing to the box office. And the two biggest kind of the pictures that made the most this year, Oppenheimer and Barbie, considerably less. They weren't low budget, but they certainly weren't in the $200 million. So I think we're going to see less and less of those. Brand up for March Madness, specifically betting. Americans estimated to wager $3 billion on March Madness. I'm picking Connecticut. I know it's not a very bold pick. They're the number one seed in the entire tournament, but I think Danny Hurley is going to have his team ready. Brand up for Steph Curry, one of my favorite athletes. He was asked in an interview during an appearance at CBS Morning about a future politician. He said, maybe I'm interested in leveraging every part of my influence for good in the way that I can. I'm not going to say the presidency, but if politics in a way, you can create meaningful change, or if there's another way outside of politics. Curry, one of the real good guys in sports by anybody's standards. Interesting. Brand down for Jennifer Lopez. She canceled multiple dates on This Is Me Now tour amid weak ticket sales. The dates spanning from August 20th to 30th were Cleveland, Nashville, Raleigh, Atlanta, Tampa, New Orleans, and Houston. You know, she's somewhere caught in the middle. You know, you kind of see the Madonna tours, and you get people a lot, a certain age bracket who are nostalgic for Madonna. And then you got, obviously, the Taylor Swift that goes across everybody. And you kind of go, where is J-Lo's key demo, passionate demo for her? I'm not quite sure where it is. So I think she's having trouble there. Brenda for George Costanza. He's going to be immortalized by the Yankees. The Yankees are set to pay tribute to one of their most famous fictional employees. Of course, he was worked for George Steinbrenner fictionally in the Jerry Seinfeld and the Seinfeld series. When they host Seinfeld night at Yankee Stadium on July 5th, when the first 18,000 fans in attendance will receive a George Costanza bobblehead. I am going that night. Brand out for chocolate. Chocoflation. Cocoa prices have skyrocketed. The benchmark cocoa contract set a new record on Friday, crossing 8,100. That's a 200 per ton, per metric ton. That's a 250% jump from last year. So you're going to be seeing a lot of candy bars with higher prices coming in the coming year. This is a really interesting one. Brand up for, you may not know what this is, Liquid Death Water. It's basically just water in a can, but it's become a $1 billion brand. It's young people are choosing it. Last week, Liquid Death sales hit $263 million. Can be found in 103,000 retail outlets. And what's interesting, and it's been valued, it's had a market investment valuation at $1.4 billion. All it is water. But they did something different. They basically, instead of doing everything about health and water, they made it about, they called it, you know, liquid death, and it's going to kill your thirst. I mean, you can kill being thirsty. And they say, obviously, it's not plastic, so young people like that. But, you know, who seems tougher than drinking liquid death water? It's all branding, baby. It's all branding. That's why we do this show, for brands like Liquid Death Water. You can put water in a can, call Liquid Death, and you're worth $1.4 billion. This is a great country. And those are our brands of the week. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe any way you get podcasts. We love that you listen, watch on YouTube. We've got Kara Swisher coming Thursday. Have a great week.